Well Soul Life is now on Substack, where writers share their work in community. Subscribe to the Well Soul Life Substack and never miss a post on living with a well soul and have access to bonus content. See the link in the show notes.
Welcome to the Well Soul Podcast, where we pause to drink in scripture, reflect, and pray. I am your host, Shauna Scott, and sometimes life leaves our souls feeling parched. So come to the well of living water that never runs dry.
This week, we begin a 6-week series meditating on select psalms during what the traditional church calendar calls Eastertide. That is, the time from Resurrection Sunday to the coming of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. Psalms are my favorite top book to read in my devotional time because they remind us of who God is, what He has done, and are full of worship, petition, lament, and witness. They help us express what we sometimes cannot express on our own. So I hope as we meditate on select psalms together, we can connect the deepest longings of our hearts with the goodness of God. Welcome to the Eastertide series. Before I read, take a deep breath. Quiet your mind and focus your whole being on the words of Scripture. Allow yourself to just be in this moment, dwelling with God's words. Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow, but He frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. What did the Holy Spirit highlight for you? Meditate your thoughts on this for a moment. The Lord upholds the cause of the oppressed. Take a moment to think about the needs of those around you. Who might need someone to be God's hands, extending His protection and care? Pray about this, or whatever else the Spirit has brought to mind. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one and only true God. You reign. You reign over the whole earth, and all things are summed up in the glory and power of our Lord Jesus Christ, things in heaven and things on earth. And even though we live in what sometimes seems like chaos, where people are still oppressed, oh God, there is still sickness and disease and war and struggles for power, but we trust you, God, because you reign. And Lord, we ask that you would reign in our hearts today. Instead of our wickedness or us going our own ways, reign in our hearts, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for joining me today on the Well Soul Podcast. For links to resources, see the show notes. Subscribe to Well Soul Life on Substack and never miss a post on living with the Well Soul and gain access to bonus content. See the link in the show notes. In closing, I remember my late friend, Brian Vasquez, who helped make this podcast possible. God bless you, and I pray that you have a well soul.